Okay.
But the same thing, aren't you? Sometimes they just run out. That was something, they're taking everything out of the ground, you see.
I see.
And some things, you know, peas on the ground, but that's good. It builds it up.
Is it?
Yeah, it builds up the land.
Okay.
There's a lot of things they want to take that stuff out of the ground, the growing value. I don't know just what you'd call it, but it takes out of the ground. And other things, other crops will put stuff back in the ground, soft crops.
I see. Now, if you raised corn there one year and then the next year you raised peanuts, but some corn came up in the peanut row, you'd call that what?
Well, it's just the peanuts. The peanuts instead of corn.
Maybe some corn accidentally came up in the peanut row from last year.
Well, that was just volunteer.
Volunteer?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
We did all this added peas in with the corn in the middles. When you lay by the corn, we would plant peas in the middle. And that would make a full crop of peas, and it would also build up the ground, make it more fertile for the next year.
Did you ever get volunteer tomatoes, crop of volunteer tomatoes?
Well, no, but they don't come, come up volunteer.
They don't?
Mm-mm, they don't come up volunteer.
Okay.
Volunteer is where they come up from the seed that was dropped by the former crop, and the seed was dropped in there and come up volunteer. That was a volunteer crop.
Okay. Did folks ever grow wheat around here or that sort of thing?
No, we didn't grow wheat.
Okay. Do you know anything about wheat would be tied up into a...
Bundles.
Bundles, and then they pile it maybe into...
They
do the same thing with hay.
Yeah, that's...
They pile it up in the field in a big...
Shocks.
Shocks?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when you're speaking of raising wheat, you say we raised 40 what to the acre? 40?
40 bushel.
40 bushel acre.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have to do with oats?
Planted them, and then whenever they got ready to cut them, and then we had to bottle them, cut them up and shocks in bundles, and then shock them.
Yeah.
Hold them in bundles. Yeah. So many bundles.
Well, you had to separate the oats from the rest, the grain from the rest of it. You had to do what? You had to.
Well.
Oats or what? They had to.
I don't know.
Did you trash them or?
Trash them? You mean trash the oats? Well, we didn't ever trash them. We just raised them for feed, and we'd feed them on the hay, on the straw. Oat straw. We just feed it all together.
I see. Okay. Now, if you and another person had to do a job, another lady, y'all had to go down to the church and clean up or something like that, you said, when you told her about it, you say, you and...
We'll go and clean up around the church.
Okay. Now, speaking to
her... Clean up the church, whatever, wash windows or whatever had to be done.
You might say, we'll have to do it, or you say...
We'll have to go clean up the church.
Or you and...
Yeah, you or somebody can clean up the church.
Okay. Now, when speaking to her, you say, this job is for...
Well, whoever wanted to do it.
Well, if it was for you and the other lady were going to do it, you'd say it's for you
your
and...
Your job.
Well, it's for you were going to help her, you say it's for...
Yeah, you're going to help her, and you could do that job. That'd be your job.
Uh-huh. All right. And, you know, if you were going to help her with it...
Yeah, we'll do that job.
Okay, all right. It's for... That job is for...